How's everybody doing today? This is the A Little Bit of a Little Bit podcast with Demi Dav. And today, we're going to be doing a little bit of sports talk. And when it comes to sports talk, I want to focus on the NBA playoffs. And when you think of the NBA playoffs, what do you think? You think of the Warriors, you're thinking LeBron James, and what is that entire drama going to be? How is that drama going to unfold? But what nobody is talking about is the fact that we are, as a society, I'm hearing lots and lots of bickering about LeBron versus Jordan. When did we eliminate Kobe out of that conversation? Last time I checked, 5 rings. Last time I checked, MVP. Last time I checked, 81 points. Now, you name a time where Kobe Bryant wasn't ferocious. You name a time where Kobe Bryant wasn't that dog, that alpha dog. Then I'll be quiet. But until then, your boy is going to keep going. Okay? I looked at some stats. You know, I decided, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm listening in on all this bickering and everything. I'm a numbers person. Let me go look at the numbers. And what I looked at, LeBron James is out of 500 players in the NBA. LeBron James is 304. 304 in defensive win shares. Kobe Bryant, his lowest rank ever was 5. For defensive win shares. That means he's going 100% at all times. So let's break that down. Demi Dav, tell me why that makes sense. That means what LeBron is doing is, yes, he's accumulating all these offensive stats. He's breaking this record, breaking that record. But that's because he's not doing anything on the defensive end. When you can play a box in one and he's the one in that zone defense, everyone else is playing man, you're conserving energy for the offense. So they always talk about, hey, LeBron James, he shot 57, 65% from the field. But then the opponent that he's guarding is dropping 30. That never happens with a guy named Kobe Bean Bryant. That doesn't happen. You know why? Because Kobe doesn't let it happen. What Kobe does, he gets in your face, he's going 100%, and because he's using so much energy on the defensive side of things, his offense, yes, he'd miss some shots. Yes, he was shooting under 50%, but by then, he's doing what LeBron is trying to avoid. Taking breaks on defense wasn't in Kobe's DNA. Taking breaks on defense is in LeBron's DNA. What kind of champion do you want? We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. We got to take a quick break, pay some bills. Stay tuned.